Our guest of the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Athletic Director Tim McMurray. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, kind of an exciting time of year.
It is.
As a couple of sports come to a climax, and then other sports are just getting started. So first of all, let's talk about football and volleyball. You have the Lion teams in both those sports really in pretty good position for NCAA playoffs. And in particular this weekend, Lion football at Angelo State, that's a real big game.
Huge game, and you mentioned it at the top, five sports converging right now.
Right.
Men's and women's basketball getting started, volleyball, football wrapping up, soccer wrapping up this week. Well, hopefully not this week, but they're in postseason this week at their Lone Star Conference tournament. So this is the time of year. If you don't enjoy this week, then you probably shouldn't be in athletics because you got everybody going and a lot of energy around our department. With football, as you mentioned, heading to Angelo this weekend, and it's really the way this nicely shapes out. It's really the playoffs start this week because it's, you know, 2-8-2 teams. We're ranked sixth. They're ranked seventh. Top seven in each region go to the postseason, and really should be a lot of fun in St. Angelo, as we call it, playing big kid football there Saturday night with two great teams.
Could both of those teams make the playoffs?
Yeah, absolutely. So what's guaranteed right now, there will be a three-loss team from Super Region 4. Now, how does that play out? Obviously, we'd like to go ahead and just beat Angelo State and secure our spot.
Sure.
And if we do that, I think there's a good chance of, you know, even moving up a little bit. You really have to see how all the RPI numbers shake out. Yeah. You know, for example, this week, you know, we had a very convincing win over this past week, very convincing win over UT Permian Basin. But Augustana in the Northern Sun had a very convincing win over Winona State. So basically they flip places with Angelo. Angelo loses to Eastern. We stay at six, but Augustana's RPI went up because of their win. So you just don't know how the numbers are going to shake out. Well, after a late night driving back from Angelo Saturday night, I'll be on a football regional call at 7:30 a.m. Sunday morning, and then the national committee meets, and then the bracket gets announced at 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah, you would be a long shot, I would think, to host a playoff game.
First round, probably almost mathematically impossible because with the way the new NCAA bracketing is, the top four seeds in each region are guaranteed to host in their region. And the 5-7 seeds, if it eliminates travel, they can get moved to different regions. Mm-hmm. So if we're moved to a different region, we wouldn't be hosting in that first round. As we all remember, in 2017, we were road warriors for 3 weeks, and then the reward of that was getting to come home and host a game, depending on how the region, you know, how teams below you shake out. So I think it's important to, you know, just one, get in the playoffs, and then root for a lot of upsets.
Right. We're talking with Tim McMurray, A&M Commerce Athletic Director. And then volleyball is in an even better position, really. They're third in the South Central region with Angelo State second, closing out the regular season at home Saturday at 2 against UT Tyler, and then the Lone Star Conference Tournament November 19th to the 23rd. Where's the conference tournament likely to be?
Well, I hope it's Commerce, Texas.
There's, could be Commerce. Oh,
still could be. Yeah, there's one of the great unexplained mysteries of the fall of 2019 is how the volleyball seating works in the Lone Star Conference. And really, it basically is NCAA RPI. So right now, as we sit here this week going into the final weekend of conference volleyball, we have a slight RPI lead over Angelo State, the volleyball's in three pods. I think we talked about that this summer when the season started. Uh-huh. Volleyball's in three divisions, three pods, six teams each. We are winning our pod slightly ahead of Arkansas Fort Smith. Angelo State's winning theirs, and then Kingsville's winning theirs. Well, we've got the slight RPI advantage. Again, the problem is it's about who you have left to play. We have two matches home and away with UT Tyler this weekend. That's our travel partner. Angelo State plays Tarleton on Friday night. So that is a very important match, and that's going to strengthen Angelo State's RPI. We hope it strengthens it with an Angelo State loss because that would help us solidify the opportunity to host next week in Commerce, and that would be just tremendous fun, great home field advantage. It would really create a little bit of Armageddon, so to speak, in our department, because on that Thursday, the 21st, where we would have four volleyball matches and have practices the day before, it's also our Lone Star Conference basketball season opener. And so we're working on contingency plans to back that up, because we would have to move those home games to another location here in the area. So we got a lot of moving parts, but I would much rather be moving early season games in one sport, because it means we've got a chance to go deep in the NCAA tournament in another. So those are the fun problems to juggle.
So possibility of hosting the Lone Star Conference tournament, and obviously if you do well, maybe a playoff game as high as they're ranked.
Yeah, had to submit those actually yesterday, NCAA regional bids. Those are always fun to put together. You know, sometimes you can look at that email and be like, you know what, we're probably not going to be in the running for that, but it's always fun to submit those things. And as you mentioned, third in the South Central Regional, anything can happen these last 2 weeks, because Angelo is one of those teams that's ahead of us. So depending on, you know, how we might go head-to-head with them in Kingsville and postseason, really exciting to think about what might could happen.
Well, as you say, exciting times.
Absolutely.
All right, Tim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thanks very much.
A&M Commerce Athletic Director Tim McMurray, you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.